Thanks for joining A&M Conversation With, a podcast series featuring Alvarez and Marsal leaders discussing the trends impacting businesses today. In the second episode of a two-part series of A&M Conversation With, Art Hall, a senior director with our Corporate Performance Improvement Group, sits down with John Kiger, Vice President of Technology Risk Management at PHH, a mortgage servicer, to discuss the New York Department of Financial Services, self-described first in the nation, cybersecurity regulations.
It is my pleasure to have back in the studio John Kiger, Vice President of Technology Risk Management at PHH. John, in our last segment, you started to talk about cybersecurity, and I think it's a germane topic given the New York Department of Financial Services, or NYDFS, just passed new or expanding regulation with respect to cybersecurity and the growing attention this regulation has on third-party risk management and chief information security officers. And I remember when the last time I saw you face-to-face in October at our third-party risk management roundtable, it was just announced in September, I believe, that New York State was going to adopt this growing cybersecurity regulation. And the feeling in the room was, oh my gosh, here we go again. More policy, more procedure, more costs. It'd be interesting to get your take on NYDFS and what companies need to be prepared to experience, particularly small businesses.
Yeah, Art, at the time when we met in Charlotte, you're right, it was newly announced. Subsequently, NYDFS has moderated on some of the prescriptive nature of what they were asking for. And again, you're right, the broad consensus in the room at the time was dread and despair, just what we need, another regulation. And the regulatory burden, particularly in the financial services industry, has tremendous impact and tremendous cost. And you're seeing it play out amongst a lot of different companies where the cost of the regulatory burden is actually driving the business model to change. Some businesses even to abandon potential lines of business because of the regulatory burden. I myself have experienced that and seen that at the company I am working for. So, you know, just what we need is another regulation, not. But unfortunately, at the state level, there's not much sway that companies can hold. One of the more frightening aspects is NYDFS is just one of 50 states. Recently have received a questionnaire from the state of California, which to all intents and purposes was a cut and paste of the FFIEC information security guidelines. That in itself is harmless. Most companies should be able to answer that questionnaire and comply with what they expect. However, there is a time and cost to answering those questionnaires. And again, if this spreads from New York to California to the other 48 states, the costs become exponential, and then everybody has their own flavor of vanilla. NYDFS has certain things that are specific to New York that they would like to see. One of the unique things within NYDFS is accountability. It's kind of naive to think that New York State, or therefore any other state, will have the capabilities or the personnel to be able to audit to validate adherence to their standard. So what they're doing instead is they're holding executive leadership of the companies accountable by attestation, which I am sure carries with it a substantial amount of liability should anything go wrong with your organization as far as a breach, or for that matter, for a third-party breach, fourth-party breach, or a subservicer breach. Again, the focus on not just the organization as a whole, but the parties that we retain from vendor relationships and subservicing relationships is going to become your responsibility, as if it hasn't already. However, you're going to be held accountable. And if you don't think so, then New York State would not require a signature. It's going to be interesting to see how this plays out. But again, the cost of regulation across the board, not just in the financial services industry, but all industries, but particularly financial services, the burdensome cost of that is becoming acute. To the point where, again, organizations are making significant changes to minimize the cost. One of the ways to do that is the outsourcing that was previously acceptable from a cost-benefit analysis might not be anymore. So there's potential that the companies might start insourcing because that cost benefit of providing the oversight, accepting the responsibility of that third party relationship is no longer a tolerable risk. So we could see shifts in sourcing strategy with most organizations.
Suppose that we see that shift and companies start to insource activities and functions where they were previously outsourcing. Do you have any practical advice for companies or organizations that may be on the front end of that shift?
The only thing I could say is make sure that you hire the best talent you can to minimize the cost of bringing that back in. And definitely keep an open eye for automation and automate everything and everything you possibly can.
John Kiger is the Vice President of Technology Risk Management at PHH. John, it's always a pleasure to catch up with you. I appreciate you being my guest today.
A pleasure all mine, Art. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
For our listeners, for more information, visit our homepage at alvarezandmarsal.com and connect with us on LinkedIn at Alvarez and Marsal.